January 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "You ask me what is on my mind today. It is, as always, compliance to my commandments. Fidelity to my laws would change the whole direction of mankind. As it is, humanity is spiraling farther and farther away from me. By man's efforts in obedience, he could change the whole direction of human history. The future would be secured in peaceful efforts. The hungry would be fed. There would be no more new diseases. Cures would be discovered for diseases which now seem incurable. Most of all, diseases of the human spirit would be conquered. That means that evil would be exposed for what it is in all areas of human existence. Some, which I call my remnant, comprehend this. They are steadfast in their tradition of faith. These are my prayer warriors, the ones I count on in this ongoing battle between good and evil. Very often the inroad of attack Satan uses against my remnant is spiritual smugness. Therefore, dear ones, guard against self-righteousness so that you are a most powerful instrument in my hands. I continue to speak here in support of my remnant faithful. My arms are around you." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry."